The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and we're broadcasting to you from the Tinley Park. That's right, from the Tinley Park Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Expo at the Tinley Park Convention Center this morning. They opened up yesterday, and they're running through tomorrow, Sunday, the 12th. It's a great show. Mike Norris is here. Captain Tony's here. We've got some great people. There's some super, super booths. Lots of gear there to pick up at a good price. Matter of fact, the guy next to me is a local guy. He paints all his own crankbaits for bass fishing. Come to my booth and check out his booth and say, hey, I heard this on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. But it's really something else to see. There's a lot of good stuff there to enjoy. I mean, and it's all over the place. So you can go crappie fishing, bass fishing, pike fishing, musky fishing. There's some Canadian lodges there. The kids can fish for rainbow trout. Waterworks Marine is right in the front door. If you walk in the front door, you're walking into a Waterworks boat. That's the easiest way to say it. It's right there. And it's going to be a grand time. But also going on this weekend is the Chicagoland Boat Fishing Show. I should say Chicagoland Boat Show at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont, Illinois. I went there middle of the week. And let me tell you, they had probably, I would say, 40 or 50 more boats than they had when they were at McCormick Place. If there's a few fishing boats in there, there's a lot of ski boats, recreation boats. There's some nice big boats, too. You know, it's always fun to get on them and daydream as you're sitting there. But remember, take your shoes off before you go up there. But it's really some nice stuff. Lots of stuff for the kids to do. They can get on a little kayak and paddle. They can fish for trout. They can listen to a metal drum orchestra playing there. So there's lots of things for the kids to do. Trust me on this one. But once again, there's fishing boats there. So you can check that out too. But there's lots of stuff. And once again, it's the new location for the Chicago Boat Show at the Stevenson Convention Center in Rosemont, Illinois. Next weekend, where am I going to be? We're going to be broadcasting from the Muskie Expo at the Kane County Fairgrounds. Can't go wrong there. Everything, if you're a muskie fisherman, everything is bait except the muskie. Because the muskies eat everything. But it's going to be a great show. If you've never gone muskie fishing or just want to learn about it, they have some super seminars. You can learn. You can talk to guides. I can walk you up to a couple of guides I know that are going to be there, and they'll set you up. Ooh, speaking of muskie guides, Che Dolson is come back to Chicago, and he's going to be at the Tinley Park Fishing and Travel Expo. Che Dolson, muskie guide, right there in northeast Indiana. Don't pass that one up. I'm not kidding you. There's so much going on right there. And then we got the really big shoe coming to Chicago. That's the Chicagoland Fishing Expo. We all call it the Schaumburg Show, with tons of booths, tons of activities. Daiwa is going to have some super, super deals on a new muskie rod. And if you buy the new muskie rod, the things that you're going to get, you're going to have a heart attack, I'm telling you. But there's so many neat things to go on there. I'm there. We're always playing games with the kids. You know, what's the state fish, the state this, the state that. And they win a, you know, beaded necklace of fish and things like that. But we have such a good time at the Chicagoland Fishing Expo. Brandon Polinick is going to be there. I'm looking forward to seeing him. Somebody told me Mark Zone is going to be there. I got to see that old. He's a local boy that kind of did good, as they say. A good a local boy done good. So we're going to see if he's going to be there, but there's going to be a lot of other super people giving seminars there. And you can go to the chicagoland.sportshows.com and get all the information and ticket information, seminars, and more for that show. And then afterwards, we're going to be at the All Canada to the Island. I know, don't quit my day job. But the All Canada show at the Kane County Fairgrounds, same place that the Muskie show's at, Kane County Fairgrounds. Only about a month apart, or a couple of weeks, I should say. They're going to be there. Canadian Lodges, a couple of retailers are going to be there. Manufacturers are going to be there. It's good. So this is a really cool show. There's a lot going on there at the All Canada Show. Of course, you'll probably find a couple of Bat beers somewhere out there for sale. It's just, you want to learn how to plan a Canadian trip, and so many people don't realize how easy it is to go to Canada and enjoy a trip with your friends, your family, and your buddies. Where it used to be, oh, dad's going up with the guys to Canada fishing. No, 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 not anymore. There's families going up. I know groups of women now that plan Canadian trips and go up there. They fish for a week. They have the best time of their lives. Oh, they come back and they tell me stories for hours and hours and hours about the big ones they caught, the big ones they lost, the great food, and just sitting out there by a fire looking at the stars at night. The ladies are into this fishing a lot more than you can ever imagine. So ladies, come on out to the All Canada Show. Stop by my booth and we'll walk around together and we'll try to find a couple of good lodges for you to check out and talk to them about your great experience in the great outdoors of Canada. And right now with the dollar, I think it's $1.38 Canadian to $1 US. So that's a really good exchange rate, meaning your US dollars worth 38 cents more in Canada right now. Ooh, wow. That's unbelievable. But once again, all of this is there at the All Canada Show. That's going to be happening at the end of the month. We're going January 30th through February 4th on that. The Chicago Fishing Expo, January 23rd to the 26th. The Muskie Expo, January 17th to the 19th. The Tinley Park Fishing Show this weekend, January 10th and 12th to the 12th. And then, of course, the Chicago Boat Show, the Boat Show, which started on Thursday, and it goes through Sunday there at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center. Can't go wrong with any of that. Hey, let's talk fishing. It's icing up. Getting reports that our favorite perch haunts are getting a little bit iced up. Some people have been out breaking ice in the Cal River. Nobody, I didn't get any reports this week out of anybody going out on Lake Michigan. And you could see that skim ice that's on the 87th Street, and they go there with basically a cement block and a rope so you could break through the ice. It's that thin yet. But it's going to, if we don't get some winds blowing the right direction, it's going to be a little bit rough. Coming up after the break, we've got Mike Reset from the Great Muskie Expo, Kane County Fairgrounds, next weekend.
The Tinley Park Fishing Expo returns January 10th. Twice the size, twice the exhibitors, twice the fun. Eat shore lunch, fish the trout pond, learn from Midwest pros and guides, and catch live music performances. Kids will have a blast at Kids Corner with magic shows and activities, while you shop gear and vacations from premier tackle sellers, resorts, and guides. The Tinley Park Fishing Expo, a new kind of outdoor show. January 10th, 11th, and 12th at the Tinley Park Convention Center.
Hey, sportsmen. Midwest Outdoors Magazine is the one outdoor magazine that's all about helping you enjoy the outdoors for only $19.95 a year. That's right. They cover the waters we fish close to home and those special waters that we want to travel to for that favorite fish, whether it's Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana, Minnesota, wherever, with 10 issues a year and more than 1,000 articles each year. Each issue is filled with articles by outdoor experts on where to go, what to use, and how to use it, including my article on local waters every month. You also learn from local and regional experts with a monthly marked lake maps. full access to the Midwest Outdoors Digital Edition, Insider Weekly Newsletter, and much more. So go to MidwestOutdoors.com and sign up today. You can't go wrong.
Catch the big one. The largest fishing show in the area returns, the Chicagoland Fishing Expo, January 23rd through 26th at the Schaumburg Convention Center. Learn from fishing experts Mark Zona, Brandon Polinick, Jim Sarek, Oliver Nye, Steve Heiting, and more. Shop over 200 exhibits. Save on gear and tackle, boats and electronics. Book your next fishing trip. All your fishing needs under one roof and tons of family fishing fun. January 23rd through 26th. Tickets at chicagoland.sportshows.com.
This is your year to visit Canada.
Make this your year to visit Canada. The All Canada Show is the largest gathering of Canadian fishing and hunting lodges in the U.S. Meet the lodge owners, see great seminars, and enjoy an ice-cold Labatt Blue. We're giving away a fantastic Canadian fishing trip. Kids get in free, and everyone gets a free daredevil lure on opening night. January 30th through February 2nd at the King County Fairgrounds in St. Charles. Free parking. Details and discounted tickets at allcanada.com.
The All Canada Show.
Segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, fish on!
Hey, Smitty! Let's fish it!
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and on the phone with me, we are talking about the fish with teeth. And to these people who fish for these strange prehistoric featured fish that are called musky, everything else is bait. On the phone with me is Mike Versette from, he's the gentleman who owns the Muskie Expo happening at the Kane County Fairgrounds next weekend. Repeat, next weekend is the Kane County Fairgrounds show, and it starts Friday, January 17th with some great seminars, great booths, and all kinds of stuff. Mike, thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Chauncey.
Buddy, this is another jam-packed show for everything else is bait except for the muskie. You know,
Yes. This
is unbelievable what you see at the muskie show. And if you've never been to a muskie show, you need to come to one just because you're going to go, whoa. You've got a jam-packed thing, don't you, this next weekend?
Yes, we do. It's booked with the best of muskie. We've got the world's biggest expo for muskie in existence coming up this next weekend. So anything and everything muskie is under the roof.
Yeah. And a lot of people, you know, don't realize when you talk muskie, they always think, oh, you got to go to Hayward. You got to go to the Canada. You've got to go. No. I mean, we have muskies in the Cook County Forest Preserve. We have muskies in central Illinois. We have muskies in southern Illinois. And northeast Indiana has muskies. And they're even as close as just falling over the border into Wisconsin. So muskies are everywhere, right?
Yes, they are. They are very much indeed a species that is centered in pretty much predominantly in the Midwest. But yes, there's great fisheries in Illinois, great fisheries in Wisconsin. Indiana does have them. Lake St. Clair, popular destination resort, not that far away from Chicago.
I forgot about that one.
It's all, and there's some monsters in that lake, but you don't have to catch a monster to have a great time. I mean, a 40-inch muskie, if you've never caught a big fish, it's something you can brag about, even a 40-incher.
Mm-hmm.
And even a 30-incher is still fun to catch. So they're out there for sure.
The very first muskie that ever tried to hit my bait, notice how he said, tried to hit my bait. I was fishing northern Wisconsin, and I cast out, and I was using a surface bait. and I'm it's, you know, making all kinds of noise on the surface. And Mike, this fish come up out of the water, turned its body almost in a U shape to try to come down on top of my bait. And I was in so shock. I quit reeling. I went, what? And then I realized he missed the bait, and I missed the fish, and I got it, and I cast it a little further out there. This fish did it three times in a row. Oh, I can't even tell. I was ruined for 3 days.
I commiserate with that. I totally understand. And every fisherman that's ever fished muskie, it's just a true joy to catch one. But it's amazing to just even watch them attack these things. It's just, whether you catch it or not, when you see mm-hmm. these things, it's amazing. It's just, you know that they are the apex predator in the water.
Oh, God, yes. God, yes. And, I mean, it's, you've got some really cool people coming to the show. You've got, oh, my goodness gracious. I know you've got some guide services that are coming. I think Battle of the Beast Guide Service. You got companies like Beaver Baits, Big Guy Baits coming, CC Lures. Duck Bay Lodge is coming to the show. So that is another, you know, add a little extra there. You've got the Cook County Forest Preserves. And people, I'm not kidding you. Go sit there and talk to Steve Sillick at the Cook County Forest Preserve booth and realize the muskies we have in Cook County. And they've got photos. I've been out with them when we do what's called the muskie roundup and take the muskies that have gone over the dam and pull them back into the trucks and drag them up to the opposite end of the lake so they can stay in the lake for a couple more years. And I mean, and these fish are basically 40-inch plus. It's unreal. Iggy Bates, H3O polarized glasses, Fox Valley Angler, Lakewood products. Great. If you're looking for the last tackle box you're ever going to buy for anything, Lakewood. I mean, Lakewood products. I mean, you have so many cool things coming there. I mean, you don't just walk by. Stop and talk to the people, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's not just the manufacturer themselves are there, but Red October, you know, Hans and Mark Arena, they have done some incredible things from Red October. We got Spanky, that's actually the Spanky from Spanky Baits. Brad Rue from Musky Innovation, Brad is there. B&N Tackle, it's the father and son that own the company are there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just some rep mm-hmm. that is going to be there. It's the actual owners, the inventors, the people that really, really put a lot of R&D and a lot of thought and just effort into making sure that their baits run right, that they're there, that they catch fish. It's absolutely amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Phantom Muskie, Muskie Mayhem, Stealth Tackle, Chaos Tackle. We can go on and on and on. So,
oh yeah.
If you need it in Muskie and you can't find it in the show, I would be really, really, really amazed.
It's there. Trust me, it's going to be there. But you know, you've got Shawnee Expedition's going to be there. You got North Shore Lodge that's going to be there.
Shawnee, you bring up. That's a perfect example. He actually guides in the Illinois local area. So if you're wanting to try this as a guide, most people don't know this. They bring the poles, they bring the baits. You need the sunscreen, you need the hat and, you know, rainwear. But mm-hmm. other than that, you show up, and that's assuming it's raining. But tongue in cheek.
Yeah. Oh, no, I understand. I understand. And really, you know, we're to a point, you know, if you, you know, musky fishing. I mean, I love bass fishing, and I love duck hunting, and I love deer hunting, and I love the outdoors. But musky fishing can almost, in my mind, musky fishing is right next to turkey hunting. It is the most addictive thing you can get into.
You're right, Mark. You know, it is, Chauncey. It's about the hunt.
Mm-hmm.
It's about everything coming up to the actual event. Mm-hmm. And you just like in anything that's worthwhile, you 100 hours of preparation for like an hour of whatever work.
And yeah.
It's basically the same thing as, you know, your cast. And so I can tell you my most spectacular missed fish just happened last year. It was on my first cast, and I was just kind of like practice casting. And this monster just came out and tried to gobble it up, and I totally missed it because I was just not ready. So,
oh yeah, and I'm comparing it to turkey hunting, but you know, if you turkey hunting and you get a turkey to talk to you, and it gets closer and it gets closer, and it comes up to you, and even though it's out of range to shoot, but because you've conversed and talked to it, you feel like, hey, I've had a successful hunt. Muskie fishing, you get that fish to follow up to your boat besides your knees banging together and you breaking out into a cold sweat. I mean, you've won. It's so much fun. Yeah, you want to hold up the fish.
To see these fish follow your bait, mm-hmm. come up and just do what muskies do, which I haven't sat down on a psychological evaluation with one yet, but they are monsters.
Mm-hmm.
They do what they want to do, and they may say, "Yep, I'm biting today," or "Today your bait actually, excuse my French, pissed me off,"
mm-hmm.
and I'm just gonna just smack it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sometimes what happens too. It's all part of the game. It's all part of the fun. And if you've never done it, never tried it, this is the place to get you started.
Yeah. Now, the Muskie Expo, once again, it's at the Kane County Fairgrounds, which is in St. Charles, Illinois, on Randall Road, just south of, I just forgot the name of the street, the main street in St. Charles. Lake Street.
Well, all I'd say is head to the Costco or the Harley-Davidson dealership, and you'll see signs that'll direct you into the fair park.
Yeah.
Parking, you kind of enter around the access road,
mm-hmm.
Adjacent to Costco. You'll come in right behind. There's usually a huge parking lot that you can park there. There is some limited right up front type parking.
Yeah.
But there's definitely enough parking that's all around the facility. The entrance to the show is on the east side of the building, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, east side of the building.
Or no, is it east? I always get my directions
mixed up. Yeah, it is.
But is it east? Okay. Or east or north? I'm mm-hmm. going to say north.
Okay.
Fact check me. But
that's where you come in.
Come on in.
The thing is, it's on Friday, January 17th is when you open at 1 in the afternoon and you go to 7 o'clock at night. Saturday, January 18th, you do from 9 to 5, right? And
correct.
Then Sunday, what is the times on Sunday?
Sunday is 9 to 2.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're kind of a little bit crowded-verse, it's a little bit more relaxed day. We kind of do a three-day show because we never know when snow is going to hit lovely St. Charles.
Oh, yes.
So we kind of do a three-day show. And if it's inclement weather on Saturday, usually the crowd is big on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm praying for good weather. We still got a few days left to figure that out.
Oh, yeah, we do. And I know a three-day pass is $25. It's good all 3 days. And you can get a one-day pass for $15, correct?
That is correct. But if you actually go online,
mm-hmm.
And purchase it online up until the day of the show,
mm-hmm.
so up until Thursday, you can buy those tickets for a 20% discount by just going to muskieexpo.com and purchasing your tickets right online. Normally, we mail those out, but we're past that deadline, so we just reserve them at
the door.
So if you want a little bit of a deal, go online, Muskie Expo, and that's M-U-S-K-I-E, mm-hmm. expo.com.
Sounds good. And where a lot of shows have kids under 10, kids under 8, at the Muskie Show, kids under 16 are free.
Actually, 16 and under.
Oh, 16 and under? Oh, my goodness gracious. I didn't realize that. 16 and under are free. And you don't see that at pretty much. You're the only show I know that does that to that level. So that's really cool. And don't stop at the quick food store on the way there because you guys have this group of people called 4D's Barbecue, and there is nothing that I can tell you when you walk past their booth. It's the biggest hook on a bait you could ever imagine. It just pulls you right to the counter. Oh, give me one of them, please. And it is semi so good.
Well, and not only do they serve like incredible brisket mm-hmm. and pulled pork sandwiches and stuff like that, on Saturday morning they serve an incredible breakfast burrito.
It's actually too big to eat for one person, but I'm not going to say that, okay?
Well, no, I mean, go ahead and split one. I mean, it's phenomenal.
Once again, everyone, we're talking with Mike Verset. He owns the Muskie Expo at the Kane County Fairgrounds next weekend, not this weekend, next weekend. And if you're one of our great people that are living in southern Wisconsin or central Wisconsin listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, in the middle of February, the Muskie show is going to be in Milwaukee, February 14th, 15th, and the 16th, if I'm not mistaken, right?
You are correct. And we hold that event at the Washington County Fair Park, which is about 20 minutes north of Milwaukee. But
cool.
Also a great venue, also a promising lineup for that show.
So, and don't forget the seminars. We didn't even mention seminars, but you got some of the best seminars on the face of the earth all showing up at the Chicago show. We've got Mike Culbert, Jason Quintano, Spencer Berman, Josh Broski, Jeff Van Remortel, and you've got on Sunday, Carter, I think it's Bergdorf, an aquatic invasive species educator, and a lot more fun talking at all the booths. So make sure you're there. I'm there. You need to be there. Okay?
Awesome.
All right. Mike, we'll talk to you next week at the show, okay?
Sounds great, Chauncey. Look forward to seeing you. Oh, by the way, Chauncey's going to be there, too.
Yeah, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there. We'll be making a lot of noise, as always. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Come discover what's new at the Discover Boating Chicago Boat Show in partnership with Progressive Insurance. From our new home at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center, explore hundreds of boats. Cruisers, deck boats, pontoons, fishing boats, wake boats, personal watercraft, to the latest gear and tech. Bring your whole crew for a day of boating vibes and summer chill with more boats and brands and unbeatable deals. There's no better place to discover boating at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center, happening now through Sunday. ChicagoBoatShow.com.
It may be cold outside, but spring is just around the corner, and Waterworks Marine is taking deposits for the 2025 London Low Boats powered by a Mercury outboard at that low Waterworks price. That's right. Waterworks is your one stop for any and all service and winterizing this season with five fully certified mechanics in Mercury outboards and other brands of boats. But if you have a boat and need service, parts, supplies, or just want to repower that boat with a new Mercury outboard at some special deals, only make one stop at Waterworks. If storage is a problem, don't worry. Call Waterworks Marine at 708-798-9700 and get their winter secure storage rate just for you at a price you won't believe. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop in there at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them Chauncey sent you. Come to the Chicago Muskie Expo at the Kane County Fairgrounds, 525 South Randall Road in St. Charles, Illinois, January 17th through the 19th. This is the biggest muskie fishing expo in the Midwest, where you can get the hottest baits before they're sold out at the stores or online. The newest fishing rods and reels to catch the really big ones, lodges that specialize in muskie fishing, fishing boats, free parking, and more. For more information and ticket specials, go to muskieexpo.com and stop by and see me. I'll be at the show.
Hello, fishermen. This is Captain Tony from Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan. I will be at my booth at the Tinley Park Fishing Travel and Outdoor Expo. It runs January 10th through the 12th at the Tinley Park Convention Center. For you to sign up for your next salmon fishing adventure, catch those spring coho, summer kings, steelhead, and fall massive trout. For more information, please call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741 or go to my website at diamondghostcharters.com.
The Tinley Park Fishing Expo returns January 10th. Twice the size, twice the exhibitors, twice the fun. Eat shore lunch, fish the trout pond, learn from Midwest pros and guides, and catch live music performances. Kids will have a blast at Kids Corner with magic shows and activities while you shop gear and vacations from premier tackle sellers, resorts, and guides. The Tinley Park Fishing Expo, a new kind of outdoor show. January 10th, 11th, and 12th at the Tinley Park Convention Center.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. From
Catch the Big One. The largest fishing show in the area returns. The Chicagoland Fishing Expo. January 23rd through 26th at the Schaumburg Convention Center. Learn from fishing experts Mark Zona, Brandon Polinick, Jim Sarek, Oliver Nye, Steve Heiting, and more. Shop over 200 exhibits. Save on gear and tackle, boats and electronics. Book your next fishing trip. All your fishing needs under one roof and tons of family fishing fun. January 23rd through 26th. Tickets at chicagoland.sportshows.com.
One pike, two pike, three pike, four.
Let's hit the lake again and catch some more. My name is Chad Chawalski.
And I'm DJ Sweeney, and I got a little story about a slimy green meanie. Some call
it a... Hey, this is Captain Sig off the Deadliest Cats. You're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
If you ever grab a hold of one, your hands are going to smell.
Yeah, and careful where you hold them. They're ferocious as hell.
They got a mouth like a gator.
And a body like a hog.
They'll bend your rod over.
Like your snake down a log.
But that's
hey, everybody. Welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors again. And, you know, it's sports show season in the area, which means every weekend we're somewhere. And this is the beginning of them all. And we're at the Tinley Park Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Expo. And when you walk in that front door, you walk into where else? Waterworks World with Wayne LaBera. Hi, Wayne.
Hi, Chauncey. How are you?
I'm fine. Hey, you've got, once again, the primo location right there in the middle of the store, right in the front door, I should say. And you're going to have, I would assume, 2025 boats?
No, not bringing that many anymore. But we got a good smattering. We've got some little roughnecks. Brought some Lund aluminum, single console, full windshield.
Mm-hmm.
Got a really beautiful Lund fiberglass multi-species boat there. And we brought a pontoon boat there to so people can kind of see what pontoons look like. And of course, we're only 5 minutes away, so if they see something they like and they check out our website, they can always run over to the store.
Well, that's a good idea. Now, you just said, the roughneck, which I call the Chauncey boat because it's an indestructible boat.
Yes, it is.
You know, you could just trust me on this one. It's indestructible. But, you know, the thing is, when people are looking for a boat, yes, people look at a Lund and say they're looking for, they would love to own a Baron. But maybe it's not in their price range. There's a lot of other boats that Waterworks has that will fit the price ranges that you can fit into, right?
Well, yeah, exactly. And it's not only that, it's their style of fishing as well. And you take a Lund Baron as an example. That is really a Great Lakes boat. And you don't really have the benefit of using that in smaller water, which is what we do in this marketplace. We fish the Great Lakes. We fish smaller water.
Mm-hmm.
So if a guy wants that one boat to do it all, that's where the impact comes in and stuff like that. It's small water capable as well as Great Lakes capable.
Mm.
And, and some guys have two and three boats. They've got their roughneck for hunting. They've got their 16-foot Lund for the small lakes, and they got their Baron out in Lake Michigan.
Mm.
But not everybody wants to buy three boats.
No.
And so it really comes down to having a conversation with us here. And,
mm-hmm.
and we always say, have conversation before presentation. Because a lot of times, guys, they think they want a boat of a certain style, and then when we actually explore it a little bit, it's like, oh no, this is going to work a lot better for me. And so just that communication of where you're going to use the boat, how many people you're going to put in the boat, what your boating experiences have been, et cetera, et cetera, we can really put you into that right boat for your family.
Mm, okay. Now, one of the things, all of your boats come with a Mercury on the back of them.
Oh, yes.
And, Mercuries have been proven over and over and over that just be unbelievable, reliable items and things like that. And, we talked over the years about having that little app on your phone that's connected to a little computer chip in the outboard. And is there a low end on the size of outboard that gets that computer chip?
Basically, 40 horse and above can receive that.
Oh, okay. So that's a lot of people's, that's in their ballpark.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, you know, Mercury just came out with their, you know, their spring promotion. They're adding anywhere from 2 to 4 years of additional warranty to their engines, which will give you a 5 to 7 year warranty on your engine. I mean, that's standing behind your product.
5 to 7 years?
Yeah, depending on the horsepower, it will range for 5 to 7 years.
Wow. Know? Well, and that was the other thing I wanted to ask you, too. You just kind of toyed with that a little bit. You know, okay, Mercury's given these extended, you know, warranties. Now, that's even if you're just buying an engine to repower an old boat, right?
Yes, yes. Whether you're repowering a boat, buying a loose engine, just in a portable situation, just mm-hmm. to hang on the back of an aluminum rowboat style situation.
Yeah.
Or, buying a big Baron with a 450 horse and a 15 horse kicker. So it covers the whole gamut.
That 450 horse is bigger than I am.
Yeah, it is.
It's bigger than me, you know. It's like it's got a bigger motor than my car does, you know.
Oh, it's a huge motor. When we mount those motors, we actually have to use a forklift. We can't use the crane.
Mm-hmm.
We got to use a forklift because it's such a big motor.
Yeah. So, are you gonna have any low boats there?
Yep, we're gonna have some low roughnecks. We're gonna have low pontoon, and then we're gonna have half a dozen lungs, glass boats, and some aluminum. So we're gonna have a Fury down there with a 25 horse for the guy who wants to keep it basic and simple,
mm-hmm.
all the way up to that multi-species glass boat for $100,000.
Right. Yeah, for the guy who's got that little cabin, or he's going up to fish bluegills and crappies in Illinois or Wisconsin or Michigan, and you know, yep. launch it and it just goes going down, and you're just kind of relaxing and enjoying it. You know,
yep.
that's the important thing. The other question is, do you have any? How would I call them? Fun certified used boats.
You know, we've always got a smattering of used boats.
Mm-hmm.
The used boat business is pretty solid, so we turn them awfully quick. But, you know, check out our website, and we're really consistent about adding and removing boats that are, you know, as they come in and mm-hmm. as they go out. So our website is really up to date as far as the product that's available.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, you know, anybody that's in that used boat market, jump on our website, see if I got something that interests you. I will tell you, we're real thorough on our trade-ins. The boats are water-ready when they leave here. And the stuff we sell out of the store is all our good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We get some of those rough boats that, you know, we're not real comfortable with. We just eBay those and get rid of them with the disclaimers of everything that's wrong with it. We just sell that stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
But through the store here, we save our premium stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so you watch our website, and a lot of used boats come in and out of here quickly.
Yeah.
So,
is there any special now? You know, because as we mentioned, sports show season around the country, not just in Chicago area, but across the country, from Detroit to Minnesota, New York, and New Jersey, et cetera, Florida. Are there any special deals that some of the manufacturers are coming out with this year, or no?
Yeah, there's rebates as high as $5,000.
Holy geez, $5,000?
Yeah, it ranges anywhere from $1,000 to $5,000, depending on the size of the boat. Now's the time to buy. And even if you're gonna, even if I don't have it in stock, and I got a lot of boats in stock, but even if I don't have in stock what you want, you can order your boat and still get it in time for spring and still get the rebate.
Now that's an important item, because you do have a lot of, trust me, I know Wayne has a lot of boats in stock. You know, if there's something that you're looking special for your boat, that, remember when you used to buy a car and you could custom tailor it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you can still do that with a boat, you know?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You know, Lund just came out with a new color green, and it really is kind of a nice-looking boat, but I'm not stocking much in green
mm-hmm.
Because I don't know how big a seller that's going to be, but some guys are going to want a green boat.
Yeah,
we can get it for you.
Well, and that's the important thing, is somebody like Waterworks, who purchases a lot of Lunds and Lows throughout the year, is, you know, higher on the pecking order with the company. And when they get an order from somebody like general customer like me coming in, and hey, this is a boat from Waterworks, you got to move it up on the list to get it out the door.
Yeah, they do prioritize pre-solds. There's no doubt about it. So mm-hmm. we put your name on a list, and they try to prioritize that stuff.
Yeah.
So it's but you know, the goal is to get everybody out in the water for spring as possible. Don't wait until you book that fishing trip and then come in and say, well, I'm leaving on a fishing trip in 3 weeks and I want to order a boat, because that isn't going to happen. So 6 to 8 weeks to order, give yourself that time frame. Stuff that's in inventory you can generally have within a few days to a week, depending on you know, what kind of items, you know, electronics and things like that you might want to add. And so it's a pretty quick turnaround. Mm-hmm. And I got a, you know, I got a large service department, a lot of staff back there, so we can accommodate most anything. Heck, today we had some service guys come in, service while we wait. You know, there's not a lot of boat dealers that can do oil changes while you wait and that sort of thing. But we're accommodating people that way.
It's like the car oil change places. 10-minute oil change, guys. Roll it in, roll it out. Yeah. But, you know, you just said the service area. I'm not saying a lot of boaters forgot about their boats in the fall. And then it became winter and they went, oh, I'll get it next year. Before you're going to take that boat out to the ramp and put it in the water and you grab the cord or you push the button start and it just goes, you better have it checked out, right?
Yeah, bring it in for a spring startup, have it checked out, make sure everything works, make sure, you know, little rodents didn't chew up any of your wires or anything like that. And you know, we take these fishing boats and we put fish in them and we may not clean them as well. And boy, that seems to attract the mice. But, yeah, we check them all out, and I've got 5 full-time techs in our service department now, so we really have the ability to turn the service work around pretty quickly. But don't wait till spring gets here, because, you know, then everybody wants it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get your boat in as soon as you can, and you know, we'll get it going for you.
Right.
So service arm, we already see stuff coming in. And, you know, we've got our big open house end of March. You know, we're going to have Hummingbird here to do seminars on how these fish finders, how to work your fish finder and that sort of thing. So I got a lot of cool stuff going on in the end of March as well.
Yeah. And that's the other thing, too, that and when we're always talking boats and the Lunds and the Lows and the pontoon boats. I mean, there's you have the electronics for the boats. You have the electric trolling motors for these boats. You've got all of this other, you know, accessory stuff on top of the oil and light, very important life jackets, you know, radios, et cetera. I mean, that's all at Waterworks. So if the one that you've got is getting kind of iffy, it's only, 5 minutes from the Tinley Show. You could stop, you go to the Tinley Show and stop over at Waterworks to see what, you know, that item you're looking at, right?
Exactly. You know, even on the electronics, which has become, you know, nothing but computers, basically, you know, you can come and see Joe. He's our electronics guy on staff here, and he can walk you through what the proper units are for your boat, type of fishing you do, and the limitations you may have technologically, because we don't want to oversell you a unit that's going to be too frustrating to work, but we want to sell you a unit that you're going to help to catch more fish.
Yeah.
And that's what I got. You know, I got a guy on staff and to help you walk you through that stuff.
Yeah.
And it's important because electronics today are fairly expensive. Mm. You, just like a boat, you want to make the right buying decision.
Right. And, you know, you don't need to overbuy on your electronics either, right?
Nope. You know, myself, I'm technologically challenged. I like to keep it simple. And some guys, oh, my goodness, they just, you know, we've done boats. We've put $25,000 worth of electronics on the boat.
Wow.
I don't know how they have time to fish.
Wow.
But, you know, some guys are real techie guys, and they really use those features. So
yeah, well, if it was me, Wayne, I'd have some, you know, 8-year-old kid on the boat with me and say, you know, make it work, okay?
Sometimes you need it, you know? I like my old flasher.
Mm-hmm.
So,
nothing
better than an old flasher that works. Of course, those are antiques now, but.
Yep, that's very true.
But it worked.
Once again, you're at the Tinley Show all weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yep.
Waterworks Marine, which is on 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 5 minutes away from the show, basically. And so, you know, this is the time to look at it, get your prices. If you want to see some of the other boats that may not be there, like I said, 5 minutes down the road, you could stop, check it out, and, you know, have some fun with it.
Load up the family and come on down to the Tinley Park Convention Center. A lot of fun stuff to see.
Right, and get in on all of the rebates, benefits, et cetera, and mark your calendar for that open house at the end of March, okay?
You got it.
Wayne, thanks much. We'll see you at the show.
Okay, Chauncey. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Come discover what's new at the Discover Boating Chicago Boat Show in partnership with Progressive Insurance. From our new home at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center, explore hundreds of boats. Cruisers, deck boats, pontoons, fishing boats, wake boats, personal watercraft, to the latest gear and tech. Bring your whole crew for a day of boating vibes and summer chill with more boats and brands and unbeatable deals. There's no better place to discover boating at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center, happening now through Sunday. ChicagoBoatShow.com.
It may be cold outside, but spring is just around the corner, and Waterworks Marine is taking deposits for the 2025 London Low Boats powered by a Mercury outboard at that low Waterworks price. That's right. Waterworks is your one stop for any and all service and winterizing this season with five fully certified mechanics in Mercury outboards and other brands of boats. But if you have a boat and need service, parts, supplies, or just want to repower that boat with a new Mercury outboard at some special deals, only make one stop at Waterworks. If storage is a problem, don't worry. Call Waterworks Marine at 708-798-9700 and get their winter secure storage rate just for you at a price you won't believe. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop in there at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them Chauncey sent you. Come to the Chicago Muskie Expo at the Kane County Fairgrounds, 525 South Randall Road in St. Charles, Illinois, January 17th through the 19th. This is the biggest muskie fishing expo in the Midwest, where you can get the hottest baits before they're sold out at the stores or online. The newest fishing rods and reels to catch the really big ones, lodges that specialize in muskie fishing, fishing boats, free parking, and more. For more information and ticket specials, go to muskieexpo.com and stop by and see me. I'll be at the show.
Catch the big one. The largest fishing show in the area returns, the Chicagoland Fishing Expo, January 23rd through 26th at the Schaumburg Convention Center. Learn from fishing experts Mark Zona, Brandon Polinick, Jim Sarek, Oliver Nye, Steve Heiding, and more. Shop over 200 exhibits. Save on gear and tackle, boats and electronics. Book your next fishing trip. All your fishing needs under one roof and tons of family fishing fun. January 23rd through 26th. Tickets at chicagoland.sportshows.com.
This is your year to visit Canada.
Make this your year to visit Canada. The All Canada Show is the largest gathering of Canadian fishing and hunting lodges in the U.S. Meet the lodge owners, see great seminars, and enjoy an ice-cold Labatt Blue. We're giving away a fantastic Canadian fishing trip. Kids get in free, and everyone gets a free daredevil lure on opening night, January 30th through February 2nd at the King County Fairgrounds in St. Charles. Free parking. Details and discounted tickets at allcanada.com.
The All Canada Show.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one London low dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie, you can't go wrong.
Well, welcome back, everybody, to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you're having fun today. Yeah, we're all here at the Tinley Park Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Expo, Tinley Park Convention Center. Come on out today and tomorrow. Let's have some fun. We got games for the kids going on. They've got all kinds of other activities for kids. So load up the kids, your kids, the neighbors' kids. Come on out with, you know, your mom and dad. Come on out, and you single guys, bring your significant other with you, you know. bring your girlfriend and get her interested in the great outdoors. She probably likes it a lot more than you, okay? But it's going to be a good time at the Tinley Park Convention Center this weekend. And, you know, we got a little bit of fishing reports to go through. First of all, we need to talk about the Aiden Fishing Report, which is my grandson, Aiden. It's brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue and Country Club of Hills, 708-798-9700. And they're right in front door there when you walk into the Tinley Park Outdoor Show. Okay, Aiden says, Grandpa, Dad and I took a run to Benton Harbor to check out the river, and we saw some steelhead working by some anglers. Two guys caught them in, and a lot of guys lost fish, but they were having a great time. The Grand River in Grand Rapids gave up some steelhead on fake egg sacs and real spawn sacs that were bounced along the bottom. It was cold out there. I don't know how those fishermen were standing in the water. They must have on three pairs of long johns to stay warm. They probably do, Aiden. I'm trying to get my dad to bring me to the Chicago Sports Show so I can have some fun with you in the booth, but we got a lot of hockey games and hockey practices to worry about. Your hockey forward and your pro fisherman in training, Aiden. And once again, that's brought to you by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Stop at the Tinley Park Outdoor Show. He's right in the front door. And tell him, hey, I heard it on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Give me that special price. All right. You know, the lakefront's locking up. And I do mean the different areas in the harbors and stuff. So you can get pier passes from Bridgeport Bait and Tackle, Fish Tech, and right now, so that's a good program to get. Their $10 pier passes gets you legal access on select piers in Jackson Park, DuSable, Burnham, Diversey, Belmont, and Montrose Harbor. If you don't have the pass, you could get a piece of paper from one of the gendarmes, as they say, the constables. Yes, you need to have a pass. You just can't be out there. Navy Pier it's locking up. The ice is working in there, and I know guys are trying to break ice, and I'm not sure if we get the wind in the right direction, it could blow ice out and we could have a lot of good fishing, but who knows what's going on the lakefront right now. Up on the chain of lakes, a few days ago, they weren't out on the backwaters. Now they're on the backwaters and they're catching some fish and doing pretty well, I was told. So that's always a good sign there. Bluegills and a few crappie. The middle lake is still a little bit questionable, so please be careful and always check the thickness of the ice. That's very, very, very important. Hey, you know, Mike Norris, who just got inducted into the Fresh Fishing Water Hall of Fame, is here the Tinley Park Fishing Travel and Outdoor Show this weekend. I was talking to him yesterday. Such a great guy, such a great guide up on, you know, Big Green Lake. He's the fishing guide to all of my doctors. Definitely sit there and talk to him and congratulate him on his election into the Fishing Hall of Fame. It's really a very big prestige for him. He says, Big Green Lake, you know, mild weather, and, you know, some guys are still working some boats, but that's going to be going quick. If we get a deep, deep freeze, it does take a long time to freeze because that is one of the deepest lakes out there. We're seeing some backwater activity on some of the smaller ponds he mentions, which is a good sign. Stay with light lines, small baits. You should catch fish. Northern Wisconsin, definitely. You know, the ice is looking better, but the fish, for some odd reason, got a little bit of lockjaw earlier this week. I'm kind of hoping they'd open their mouth up this weekend, but hey, that's okay. Let's go to the sports shows. Crappie were from good to maybe a little bit better than good in about 15 to 20 feet of water. Waxies, rat finkies, stuff like that is what you're going to get most of your species on. The bluegill are holding to the deep weeds. They are just sitting on them, right on the edges of them, so that's what you want to work with. Northern pike, a little bit slower. I don't know what to do. maybe a little electrical, you know. But, you know, you can't catch them in, you know, with stalkers, big shiners on tip-ups and have some really good action. And you can never go wrong with that in those northern – and we're talking about northern Wisconsin right now. The ice thickness has been reported on a lot of lakes from 10 to 13 inches. So you're seeing snowmobiles, ATVs, UTVs running around. Vehicles, we need a couple more inches. Let's not get goofy, okay? We need a few more inches of safe ice in Wisconsin to drive on the ice. Remember, ice fishing is not allowed in Illinois if driving your truck out onto the pond. That's a big no-no. You will have a constable come down or a game warden will stop and say, hey, guy, you know, this isn't legal here. But they're doing that pretty well up in northern Wisconsin. The ice is really looking good. A lot of activity. A lot of anglers are doing well. So let's not pass that up. All right. I mean, not a whole lot going on. You know, like I said, some perch are going on in the Indiana waters from the shoreline, and they're doing okay. But there's just the bitter cold, the snow, the, you know, what do you want to call it, the lake effect, you know, chased a lot of people back off. So they're working on that. And Western Michigan's getting hit anywhere between 3 to 10 inches of ice. So, yep, it's going to be an interesting time there, too. So we got to remember that. You know, once again, we're at the Tinley Park Outdoor Show at the Tinley Park Convention Center. It's right on Harlem Avenue, just north of Interstate 80. Free parking, easy to get to. So come on out. Let's have some fun. I'm there today, all day tomorrow also. Let's be there. Next weekend, I will be at the Muskie Expo. That's at the Kane County Fairgrounds. We'll be there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That's a super trip, a super time to go out there and really enjoy it and see so much activity that's going on in the world of muskie fishing. I mean, yes, there are ways to get into muskie fishing without costing a lot of money, and like any kind of fishing, but you just need to learn it. You need to talk to a few people. I tell people, talk to one of the guides that are there. I can point you to the ones that I've been with and have really appreciated, and they've done very, very well. Then the weekend after that is the Big Schaumburg, the Chicagoland Fishing Expo, the Schaumburg Convention Center. That's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the following week. We are going to be there with a cast of thousands. We'll be at my booth with all kinds of activities going on. We make a lot of noise, and the kids have a great time with the people in my booth playing games, as well as we talk with the adults about fishing and places to go and enjoy the great outdoors. Well, you know, we're coming to that time of the year here with, you know, ice coming in and ice setting up. We may just have an ice fishing season, and you can't go wrong with that this time of the year. It is winter. Dress warm. Always have all the safety gear, and please be careful when you're out there. Okay. Well, I can hear the flute playing, which means you're coming to the end of the show, and I have to give you my Native American proverb from my friend Apen Sui Majowat. He said, listen to the wind, it talks. Listen to the silence, it speaks. Listen to your heart, it knows. Listen to the wind, it talks. Listen to the silence, it speaks. Listen to your heart, it knows. How very true, Apensui. How very true. Please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, the fish we're catching, the ice we're trying to drill, and a great time we're having at all the sports shows. Come on out to every one of them. We'll see you where? Next week, right here at Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Better than that, come to the sports show. Shake my hand. Take care, everyone.